Right? Yeah. Mora says, now what's his raya? So Mora says, Mimai, what's your raya? That this is the pshat, this is the machlokes, the rabbon and the Reb Lezer. Midiktoni dum yudushus rabbin. It says two cases originally. It says either stole the sukkah, or else if you made it in the rishus rabbin. So ma rishus rabbin, the same way if you make your sukkah in the rishus rabbin. The case is karka lavdi dehu. We're talking about in the case that the ground does not belong to you. It's sukkah nami. The same thing in the case where you're stealing the sukkah. We're talking about lav karka di dehu. We're talking about where you did not steal. In other words, the karka is not in your rishus. The sukkah is not in your property. The sukkah is in your friend's property. And like we're saying, you throw your friend out of his property. That's where the machlokes is. But if you take somebody else's sticks and you bring it to your house and you build the sukkah by you, that's called the property belongs to you. That's not the machlokes. That's Rav Nachman's raya. That's Rav Nachman's raya. The only machlokes is dum yidu shusarav, that the property, the karka, does not belong to you. In the case where you go to your friend's property and you throw him out of the sukkah, that's where the Rebbe Lezer says it's no good. But in the case where you just steal the sticks and you bring it home to your rishus, everybody holds your kain of the sticks remains yours, therefore there's no problem, it's not called the sukkah gzula. Rabbeit. Hahi safta diyasoi lekaim ad Rav Nachman. There was an old lady, a grandmother, that came in front of Rav Nachman. Omro le, she said to Rav Nachman, you should know, resh galusa. The Kula Rabban of the very Resh Galusa, the Resh Galusa, the head of the Bnei Goyla, and all his followers, all his Tamidim, is the Sukkah Gzula Heve Yasvi. They're sitting in a Sukkah Gzula. In other words, probably the case was that the people from Resh Galusa went and stole her wood. And with her wood, they went and built the Sukkah. So she came to complain to Rav Nachman as if to say, all the Rabban there are not being the kind of the Mitzvah Sukkah, because it's called the Sukkah Gzula. That's what she held. And really, like we had before, Rav Nachman holds no. In such a case, these people are kind of the wood remains there, since they build the sukkah out of it. Either it's Yish and Shin Rishus, or else it's called Takonis HaShovim, but they are kind of them, a kind of the mitzvah. All they have to do is just pay back the value, the money to the Isha. So what happened, the story was, Yasvei Tzavcha, she was standing and screaming at Rav Nachman, Lo Yashkech Bo, Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman didn't come to answer her. He didn't say anything. In other words, he held she was wrong, and he didn't answer her. She was complaining now that she wants the Rabbanim to return the wood itself. And Rav Nachman did answer, no, Rav Nachman, they don't have to. They're not mechuyev to pay back the wood. Only they have to pay back the value, but not the wood itself. Gemara says, Omru le isasu. So this lady said, this grandmother said back to Rav Nachman, like Omru le isasu, this lady, Tehevi le liyavua tlosa meya vitimni sari yavdi. In other words, to say my father, this is like Avram. In other words, I'm a daughter of Avram Avinu. This is like my father Avram Avinu. That he had, Tlos Emeya 300, Vetim Nisar and 18 Avodim. Tzavcha Kamaycha screaming in front of you, Vliashkech Isubo, and you don't answer me. In other words, she started to scream to Rav Nachman, how come you're not answering me? So Rashi says, Liavusa means, Liavram Avinu, Yelidei Beisei, how many children was in his house? Shemayna also Shlesh Meyas. 318. So she meant to say, like, I'm a yid, so why don't you answer me? So Omalahu Rav Nachman said, Pi'isahi, she's tam a screamer, that's all she is. Trashi Kalani is he, so she's tam a screamer. V'ein lo elo d'mei etzim avad. The din is all she gets is just the value of the etzim. The rabbonim have to pay her back the value of the wood. But the wood itself, they do not have to pay her back. Trashi elo d'mei etzim, de takones chachomim izu. Al ha-morish ha-gozal. Somebody steals a piece of wood. She-benu be-biru, and you build it into your house. She-yitol ha-nigzal ha-domov. The person that was stolen from, he only gets back the value of it. V'lo-yichayvu le-karkres b'nyonoi. The Rabbanon did not say you have to break down your house and return the beam. Mevnei takonas ha-shov masech le-gitin. So exactly why Rav Nachman didn't answer and why she's screaming back and forth. Maybe she was chutzpedik, she wasn't talking nicely. So Rav Nachman the first didn't want to answer her. And then he says, Sam, she's a screamer. But our core part of the law is, like we said, in such a case, they are mekayim the mitzvah sukkah, because they are kainerit, but the rabbanon are kainerit. And therefore, I mean, the only psoron is, though, the shkur, there should be a psoron for mitzvah above your very head still, though, the shalu is, though. Even though you want to say you're kainer the wood, but the chura, you got the wood through a maisa gzela. So one thing you have to say is either it's called shina maisa, it's called it changed over now into something else. It's like not the stick anymore. Now it's a sukkah, and since a sukkah you did not steal, there wouldn't be a psul of a mitzvah bobi avera. Rashi once spoke out before, as far according to Rabbi Natam, that by sukkah the cloud is no psul of mitzvah bobi avera, the actual sukkah. Because the sukkah itself is not really the chefs of the mitzvah. The sukkah is just a way to be able to make shade, tzeil. And the ikka mitzvah is to sit under the shade, under the tzeil. So the sukkah and the schach is under the hecha timsa, how to get to the tzeil. But it's not the actual mitzvah itself. So in such a case, there wouldn't be a psul of a mitzvah above yaveirim. Only by a luluv, that the luluv or the adasim, that's the mitzvah itself. There would be a psul of mitzvah above yaveirim. Mashenkin by a sukkah that's not called the mitzvah itself, the sukkah, the wood itself. That's only the way to make shade. But the mitzvah is to sit under the shade, therefore maybe also that's another reason we spoke out before, according to Rabbeinu Tam, there would not be a psul by mitzvah bobi avera. But that was Tosfos' the original question, really. Tosfos asked the question, what do you need a new pasuk for to say? Sukkah gzulis posul of l'chor, typically it's a psul for mitzvah bobi avera. That was Tosfos' question. So Tosfos the answer, that's only a psul with the rabbanon. But Tosfos asked the kasha, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that learns that mitzvah bobi avera is a psul midir aisa. So Tosfos by the kasha, according to Rabbeinu Tam, what do I need a new pasuk that sukkah gzulis posul? Pshitit's posul. It's not worse than a mitzvah bobi avera. So he wanted to say, yes, sukkah is different. That sukkah is not called the actual mitzvah, the wood itself. The wood you only need in order to make it, that there should be tzeil. Avad, the Torah says mitzvahs how to make this tzeil. You have to make the shade out of kosher schach with three walls. But after you have all the kosher walls and the kosher schach, the mitzvah is sitting under the shade. Just like we spoke out by a shofar. If you steal a shofar and you blow the shofar, you mekayim the mitzvah. And the pshat is also because the mitzvah is not the shofar, the mitzvah is to hear the koil. And the koil, the voice of the shofar, is not gezel. You can't steal the voice. So here also, the mitzvah is the shade of the sukkah, not the sukkah itself. So therefore, there wouldn't be a psul, according to some sheet, at least, of mitzvah bav yaveira. According to Tosfos' pshat, that there is a psul of mitzvah bav yaveira, according to say here, that the reason why these sukkahs are kosher, is because it's like shinu maisa. It's called, you changed over the wood into a sukkah, it's not the same thing you stole anymore, so that wouldn't be the psul of mitzvah bav yaveira. It's like the yaveira was done with something else, and like now you have something new here, there's no psul. You like it. Omar Ravina said like this, Hai kishura dimatatulosa. Somebody has a beam that he put into a sukkah, the gzula, you stole the beam, and you put it into your sukkah. You made your beam, that speaker beam that's holding up the schach, is abdulei rabbona takanto, mishum takonis morish. You should know, like you said before, the sukkah is too kosher, because mid rabbona is a takonim, that you don't have to return the beam itself. Mishum takonis morish, like we spoke out. The rabbona don't want you have to break down your building to return it, then people won't return it. So it said better, you're allowed to keep it. Just pay back the value of it. See here also, if you stole it and you put it into your sukkah, your koiner, it belongs to you, and you mekayim the mitzvah. Zemara says, Chita, maishno me'etzim, what's the difference? This kshuba, this special type of a beam, than regular wood. Zemara says, yes, ma'adotay, my wood is thought. Eitzim shchichi, regular wood, that's a shchia. That happens often. So on this, the Rabbanu made a takana to say, if you stole wood and you put it into your building, you're allowed to keep it, you don't have to return it. Aval hai, lo shchichi, but this kshur, it's a special type of a beam, that's the supporter of the whole sukkah, that's not so shchich, it doesn't happen so often. It's not around so often, so since it's not stolen so often, I would have thought, loy, maybe here the Rabbanu did not make a takana, you are not kernel, it doesn't belong to you, but you have to return it back. Kamash Mullah, no, that there's still a chakon here, you're allowed to keep it. So Rashi is a little different. Rashi says, Eitzim shchichi, Rashi says, a little different. Eitzim Rashi shchichim liknois bedomin. Eitzim, to buy wood, if they tell you all you have to do is pay back the value, not the wood itself, it's okay. Because when you get the money for the wood, it's easy to buy wood. Sheyitnu loy, ze hilkach mishrum tachonas hashovim latrachur legoizel. To a nigza mosim mitrachum azavim. It's better. That when the rabbanu make a takana, that if you steal somebody's wood, that you don't have to return it back, just give back the money. That's if with money you could buy wood easy. So Melo the nigzal is not losing out so much. He could take the money and buy wood. Then we let him just take the money. Mashenk in here where you can't get a kshura so easy, you can't get the special bean. So maybe here the rabbanu said that you have to give it back itself. Kamashma, no, there's still a takana that you're allowed to keep it and just pay back the money.
Yeah, weiter.
Masanahani mili the goy shiva is only during the 7 days of Sukkot. Avol abos the shiva after the 7 days of Sukkot, hoda v'yenei. Then you have to take this beam off Yitzchak and return it back to the owner. Because the only svar is when you're using it for the sukkah is a choshev thing, it's a mitzvah. It's considered, we're not going to tell you to take it away to break down your sukkah. But after sukkah, you don't need it anyway, then we say you're not breaking down the roof, you're just taking off this one beam, you have to take it off. Let's say you like cemented it down, then no. Then in such a case, we don't tell you to break down the whole roof, then you're allowed to keep it, and just give back the value, just give back the money. That's called like a regular binyan kavua, that the locker is you're allowed to keep the bean then, and you just have to pay back the money.
Yeah.
Maratona. Learn to the price, yovesh posel. If you have a lulav that's dried out, you should know it's posel, like it says in our Mishnah. But Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, Rabbi Yehuda in the Brisa says no, a lulav ha-yovish, a dried out lulav is kosher, you're allowed to use it. So Mara says, oh my Rabbi, Rabbi says like this, machlekes, where's this machlekes in the Rabbonin and Rabbi Yehuda, the lulav? It's a machlekes by lulav, a dried out lulav. The Rabbonin side with the Rabbonin hold, machshinen lulav li-esrug. We learn out the mitzvah of lulav from the mitzvah of esrug. My esrug, just like the mitzvah's esrug. The Torah says, boy hodor, it says, pre-eats hodor. You have to have a nice fruit. And if it's dried out, it's not called nice. That's a psalm of the raisum. Af lulav boy hodor. The same thing by lulav. We learn out lulav from esrug, that it has to have hodor by lulav. So a dried out lulav is posel. That's why Rabbanan, like now Mishnah say, a lulav ha-yavish is posel. Rabbi Yehuda's sub, Rabbi Yehuda's no. Loi makshina lulav li-esrug. We do not learn out lulav from esrug. That what? Lulav does not need hodor. The Torah only says hodor by esrig. 3/8 hodor means esrig. Mashenk and lulav, Rabbi Yehuda does not have to be nice. So even if it's dried out, still it's kosher. I will be esrig. But by the esrig itself, then I'll tell you, divrei hakel, everybody holds hodor binin. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be nice. And if it's dried out, it's puzzle. So Rashi says, Le makshina means loy hukshu lilmaid zemize lenitin lidrus miyatzmoy mikol yud gimumidus haturn addresses bem and a kalvachayma. The only thing you can make your own limit from is only a kalvachayma, but otherwise it has to be a kabbalah. So if Yehuda doesn't have this kabbalah, he did not learn out that you make such a hekish of lulav to esrig. So esrig needs hodor, but not lulav. Avum esrig divrihako boy hodor. To hodot tzivbei, loy darshin le Rabbi Yehuda idur loshin yevorik darsh ben zazle kamon. We're not going to darshin like Benaz darshins it later. Hodot means it stays on the tree from year to year. An esrog is the one fruit that stays a long time from year to year. So he doesn't darshin that way. He says hodot means nice. So he's naskim, that's Rabbi's chiddush here. That Rabbi Yehuda also zmoided the word hodot means nice. He just says nice only has to be by esrog and not by lulav. Treading Mark Hasha over lulav loy boy Rabbi Yehuda hodor. Is it true that by lulav it does not have to be nice according to Rabbi Yehuda? For your Tanaim we learned like this: Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda says yagdenu melamalo. We had before if the lulav spreads out, if its leaves are spread out, Rabbi Yehuda said you have to tie them up on top. You have to tie them together on top. The leaves of the lulav is my timer. What does Rabbi Yehuda say if the leaves separated on top? You have to tie them together. Lav mishum de boy hodor. Isn't it because you have to have a nice looking lulav? And if the branches, the leaves are spread out, it doesn't look nice. So l'chura, you see, that's what Rabbi Yehuda said in our Mishnah. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda old, you do need hodor by lulav. Says in the Mor, says loy. That's not the pshat of Rabbi Yehuda. Kidiktoni taima. The reason is like this. We learned like this. Rabbi Yehuda roime mishum Rabbi Tafrin. Kapos tomorim. The Torah calls the lulav kapos tomorim, the branches of the palm tree. So he dashen kapos. It has to be kofos, means like kofos, like tied up. That's what the word kofos means, tied up, bound together. V'yim ha'ya parid yechavtenu. That if the leaves started to spread out, to separate, the din is yechavtenu, you have to tie it together again. But not because of the mitzvahs of hodur, it has to look nice, because that's the explanation of the word kapos tomorrow, means kofos, it has to be tied up. But it could be that if you told you do not need hodur at all by lulav. But more again, is this true? For loy boy hodor, is it true that you do not need hodor according to Yehuda? For your tanaim would learn like this: Ein oigdin es haluluv, ela beminoi. You're only allowed to tie the lulav together, the three minim, the lulav, the hadasim, and the arovis, with the min of the lulav, like we do. We take the leaves of the lulav and we make a knot, a bow, to tie it together. So, ein oigdin es haluluv, ela beminoi. Divrei Rav Yehuda, that's Rav Yehuda Shita. My time, like, what's the reasoning? Why can't you use a silver, use gold? Why do you have to use the palm trees itself, the leaves itself, to make the agud, to tie it together? Lav nishum the boy hodr, isn't it because it has to look nice? And it looks much nicer if it's tied together with the same min? So you see, according to Rav Yehuda also, the lulav has to be nice. Tomorrow says, Lloyd, again, that's not the reasoning. Why Rav Yehuda says you have to tie it together with the same min of the lulav, with the leaves of the lulav. So all my Rav says like this, Afilu b'siv, v'afilu b'ikra d'dikla, that you don't have to use taka the leaves or the lulav itself. You could use it b'siv, that's something that grows around. Rashi says, afilu b'siv, hagodol svivas ha'dekla, like the bark of the palm tree. V'nichrach svivav, kein lulav gafanim, it goes around the palm tree. V'afilu b'ikra d'dikla, even ikra d'dikla, it's also like the roots. Rashi, afilu b'ikra d'dikla, min aklipa, part of the shell of the palm tree. Even though it doesn't even look so nice, it's not even the same color as the lulav is. But providing you're tying it together with something that comes off the palm tree. So you see, if time to Rabbi Yehuda Hossam, lav mishum hadru. The reason why Rabbi Yehuda says you have to use the leaves of the lulav, of the palm, to tie it, is not because then it looks nice. Because you're even allowed to use the bark and the bare part of the palm tree. So if so, what's the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda? Why can't you use something else? A rubber band, a cord. Why do you only have to use a palm tree? The Teretz is, Viela, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, Hosom de Kosovar Lulav Tzorech Agad. Rabbi Yehuda is a mitzvah agad. You have to tie the three meaning together. Now the klal is, the Yemaisa Minachrina is going to take some other type of material to tie it together. You'll take a string, or you take cord, you take a rubber band, heavy lecha mishaminim. It's still like you're holding 5 minim now. Hey, see, the agad is part of the mitzvah. So you're holding a lulav in your hand, you're holding a dasim, you're holding a rovus, you have a yesrig, and if you have what's tied around, comes from a different tree, not from a palm tree, it comes from an apple tree, it's called like you have 5 minim here. You have the apple tree here also. Therefore, what you're tied around has to only come from the palm tree, not to make another min. So that maybe that's trying to Rabbi Yehuda. So coming out Rabbi Yehuda tackles, lulav does not need hodr. It's only by esrig needs hodr. Why do you have to tie it around with the min of a dekel? Because we don't want to have another min. The Rashi says, Elam Yishum Niksob Lulav Sor Chagad, Hilka Kol HaNegarimai Hevi Min HaMitzvah. Anything that's tied together with the lulav is called part of the mitzvah. V'nimtzer Oiv V'Val Taisif, you have too much here. Im yagid min chamish, you take another min, you'll tie it together with a leaf that comes off an apple tree. It's like you have 5 minim here. That's why it's possible. The Gemara says now, uve esrog mi bar Rabbi Yehuda hodor. But is it true what you just said, that Rabbi Yehuda is moider by esrog, you do need hodor? It's only by lulav not, is that true? For Tanya would not like this, arbas minim shebelulav, the 4 minim, the lulav, the esrog, the adasim, and the rovis. Kishem shein poichtzim hen, you can't take less than 4 minim. Kachen moisifin aleim, you can't take more than 4 minim. You can't have 5 minim. What about loy motz esrog? Let's say you can't find an esrog. This year there's no esrog. You can't find one. Loy yavi loy porish, you can't take another type of a fruit. Quinces, voloy rima, not pomegranates. Voloy dovarachi, you can't take anything else. What about kamushin? If they're like withered already, they're not so fresh anymore, they're old already. Is ksherim? Yaveshim sunim. But if it's Yavish, that's already post. That's no good. Rabbi Yehuda, even if it's dried out, Esrog also is kosher. That's the kasher. If you tell me now you have to have a hodr, it has to look nice, so how could you have a dried out Esrog? A dried out Esrog is not hodr. So how could Rabbi Yehuda say you're carrying the mitzvah after Yavishim, even with the dried out Esrog? So Raya, by Esrog also you do not need hodr. Rabbi Yehuda says, my son, what's happened the story? Divnei Krachim, the cities of Krachim. Rashi says, Shein Dorin al Mokim Padesim, they don't live near orchards. V'yein the Kolam Mitzuyashim, they don't have any palm trees there either. So it happened a story of Bnei Krachim, Shoyim Arishin Neslulveyim Levnei Bneim, that they used to Yashin from year to year, they gave over the lulav from 1 year to another year, because they didn't have palm trees then.
So Omalahem, they said, Mishom Raya, from there there's a Raya. Ein Shasat Chak Raya. From Shasat Chak, where they don't have anything else, there it's different. But I call part of this is only a Raya by the Lulav, not by the Esrit. But I call part of the Kasher by the Esrit is that if Yehuda said a dried out Esrit is Kasher. For the Gemara Ketonim, as we learned here, that Yehuda said, even if you have a dried out Esrig, you could be Mekayim the Mitzvah. So my lava Esrig, isn't this Brisa talking about a dried out Esrig? So you see, even an Esrig does not have to be fresh, does not have to be a Hodr. So Mara says, Loi Aluluf. I tell you, that's what Yehuda said, if it's dried out, it's kosher, he is not going back to the Tanakama on Esrig, he's going back to Luluf. By a lulav, he holds there's no mitzvah hodor, there even if it's dried out, it's good. Ma'ashenken, by an esrog, there is moida, has to be fresh, it can't be dried out. Omamar, kishem shein poichsim hen, kachen moisifin aleim. The same way you can't take less than four minim, you can't take five. But the ma'apshit, of course you can't take more. What's the chiddush here? The ma'apshit says, yes. Ma'adatem, I would have thought. Hoyil v'yom Rav Yehuda. Since Rav Yehuda said, lulav, sarach agad, there's a mitzvah of agad to tie the three minim together. V'maisa min achrina. If I would take another min here, hay l'chudikoi, v'hay l'chudikoi, kamash v'lon. I would have thought the chiddush. Let's say I have my luluf and I have the hadassim and the rovers tied together. I have the three minim tied together, and now in my hand I hold another min also, hold an apple there also. So I would have thought maybe there's nothing wrong there, because since I have the three minim together, so this fourth min, like, it's out of there. It's not part of the min. Maybe it wouldn't be a psul about Tesef. Kamash v'lon, yes. Calls the man, you're holding it. It's called the fifth min, and it's possum. Rashi v'maisi min achrini v'lo yogid le'baden. You don't tie it together. I would have thought, like, it's not part of the mitzvah. So maybe there's no Baal Tesef. Kamash v'lon, yes. Even though you only tie the three minim together, and this fourth min, an apple, or any other type of fruit, a grass, you don't tie it together, still there's a psul of Baal Tosef. Omamar, we said before, Lo'imotze Esrig, if we don't find an Esrig, Lo'yavi Lo'rimam Lo'porish, you can't bring a pomegranate, and you can't take quinces, other fruits, V'lo'y Dover Acher. For the more pshita, of course not. Like, what's the avmin? It's not a pre-ate sodas, that's not the mitzvah. Ma'adotem, I would have thought, Leisei, bring it. Akol poran ki echad lo tishtakech teres esrig. People should not forget about what it means to take an esrig. Kamash mela, no, don't do it. Because zimnin denof v'churbe minei diyos lemisruch. Maybe other people learn out from you that you should know you don't only have to use an esrig, you could use lemons also. So since people may come to learn from it, there's no winyan at all to use a lemon. And even for your kid is brought down as Mrs. Chinuch, you should not take a lemon to give your kid either. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is only to use an esrig and to use nothing else. All right, we'll stop here.